Churches in Seattle have also been talking about last week's tragedies and racial tensions. KUOW's race and culture reporter Liz Jones takes us inside the morning service at Mount Calvary Christian Center in Seattle's Central District.
Amen. Aren't you glad that you're in the land of the living?
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you hear what I'm saying? Aren't you glad?
This simple message and the music pulled everyone to their feet, and people offered up thanks just to be alive and to be together in this church at 23rd and Union in Seattle's historically black neighborhood.
Let them know how awesome he is. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord.
As the song played out, the 100 or so people swayed together. An elderly black woman shook hands with a white man who'd just come in the door. A mother hugged her teenage son close. A logjam of tears and emotion flowed freely, and it was loud.
We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
In time, Pastor Reggie Witherspoon took the pulpit.
I want to talk from this subject, doing right when you've been wronged.
Witherspoon grew up in this neighborhood. He's not one to shy away from controversy. He took heat years ago for a position against same-sex marriage. But on this day, his message focused on one thing, how to bring people together to fight racism.
This is a very unsettling time in America. I mean, you need to wake up and be honest with that. America is going in the wrong direction.
He said violence is never the answer, not from police and not against them. He pulled out some lyrics from Marvin Gaye to make his point on a lighter note.
Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, somebody. Come on, talk to me so we can see what's going on.
Specifically, what's going on around racism and gun violence. Witherspoon urged people to take action on those two fronts. He suggested people call their lawmakers and demand changes around gun control and police accountability, and for everyone to keep up the conversation on race.
I've got a lot of white pastors, and they would ask me, man, what can I do about all these racial issues? I say, you got to get up in your pulpit and address it.
The service ends with a prayer.
God, would you please help us to not have to grieve any more tragedy?
Rachel Cox and her husband were among the few white people at Mount Calvary. Their bus driver invited them, and this was their first visit. Cox said the service helped her think about efforts she can make in her own life.
Raising our children with people that are different than us is super important, and that's an action I can take. I think just us immersing ourselves in different cultures in our own city is an action I can take.
Church member Rico Golden appreciated that idea.
That definitely will help, because in all reality, you know, it is kind of like in the black community, we feel that white people tend to not accept us for who we are.
He says this past year and week has raised his fear for his own life as a young black man.
It was maybe a moderate level. Now it's a high level. Now it's an extreme level.
25-year-old Tiara Atkins says she can relate.
It really broke my heart. I think after I watched so many videos, I was really crying because I thought about, you know, what if this happened to my brothers? And my brothers are my world. And so I can't imagine that.
Atkins wants to see a safer world for her brothers and other young people. She plans to be a high school teacher someday. But for now, she's just working out a message for her white friends. It boils down to this. We need your support, and we need it now. In Seattle Central District, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.